Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An award-winning hotel in Knoxville has been open for nearly a year. How many people does it employ? Who does it serve? And what's it like running a hotel? Let's go in-depth with Sarah McKay with Cobblestone Inn & Suites, Knoxville. So, Sarah, how long has the hotel been in operation?
Well, we're just coming upon our year anniversary here. It will be August 8th, and so just under 12 months.
I remember when that was being built. It was exciting, a new hotel coming to Knoxville. There were a lot of people excited.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the excitement still holds true. So every day we have someone come in and, oh, we didn't know you were here, or I'm so glad you're here. And so I think it still remains, and everybody's looking forward to the events coming here this summer.
It's a beautiful place. There's lots of space, lots of room. You led me off into this meeting room I didn't even know exists. It can see, what, 50 or so?
Yeah, maximum capacity is 65, but really 50 is about pretty comfortable.
And you have how many rooms?
We have 36 rooms.
And I know some days you're packed. I know you're sold out. So, I mean, well, your parking lot's full. I know that.
Yes, absolutely. So, during the week, actually, a majority of our business is weekly business, and we get a lot of support from local businesses here in town. And then weekends, of course, with weddings and family reunions and the races.
So, packed during the weekends, people need to call ahead, or do you occasionally have rooms open?
We're usually full almost every Saturday, and Fridays are pretty busy as well. So, you know, once in a while there's a few rooms left, and so they call the day of if people's plans change, but usually calling ahead is a good idea.
Well, and how exciting is that? You get people from all over with the sprint car races and the business travelers, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have, you know, your local birthday parties all the way to, we've had some friends from Russia here with us. They were visiting Weiler. And, just all over.
All over. Have you had, like, do you have like a map? You keep track all 50 states yet? Probably not yet after just a year.
Not all 50 states, and actually that's a good idea. We haven't kept a map, but if I just think, in my head here, I would guess we've almost hit all of them. So I think we'll get our Alaska state hit here in a few weeks. But all over the U.S. and the world.
Well, and that must be interesting. Do you sit down? Are you too busy, or do you sit and talk with folks?
Oh, I like to sit and talk with folks. So I think that one of our key points and selling features is our customer service. So when time allows, we do like to ask people how they heard about us and just also get a feel for how does this compare to other hotels. And, being part owner, it's also nice to accept any criticism and comments because we can affect that every day and make changes to make it better if needed.
And so, like, if you've got a staff member that didn't say hello right when they walk in, you'll hear about that?
Yes, but I'm really not concerned that we have that. People are pretty candid, and they like the quality that we offer, but also still that small town value of the one-on-one and customer service we provide.
And so you have to have a good staff to pull that off?
Absolutely. I hands down think I have the best staff here. So we've really had some growth with staff and also some really good response from the corporate office as far as how they rate us and what customers say about us. And so I'm very pleased with the staff we have.
Well, you got an award, right? The hotel got an award from Cobblestone?
We did get an award. It was the first year for this award, and they held a conference in Marquette, Iowa, and they had four awards for the existing 25 hotels, and Knoxville location did receive the Best Guest Customer Satisfaction Award, and that is an award that will be given quarterly based on customer reviews, a survey that they send out. Once in a while, they will call each of the hotel locations and kind of do a faux reservation or just kind of get information and see how our staff responds. And just as of June, the end of June here, we did earn the rights to keep it for second quarter as well. So Knoxville location has it again for this quarter.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Sarah McKay with Cobblestone Inn & Suites, Knoxville. So how do you do that? Win that first place award, top with respect to customer service for the group of hotels. How do you do that in the first year? How do you do that? It would seem that experience would help with that.
Sure. Well, quite frankly, when we were at the awards banquet, we didn't even know this award existed. They brought it out, and it was kind of a surprise to everyone to say, hey, this is a new award that we're giving, and we're going to start doing it quarterly. So really, there were no expectations going into that. And so for me, when I look back and came back and told the staff, and we were all very excited, I said, hey, we did this well without the expectations, without knowing that the award is there. And so now that we know it and we've already done it well, let's capitalize on that. And so I do think that just the awareness of the award now, we do send out customer surveys to every guest that stays here. And so we get to see those ratings. And our staff takes it personally. They take ownership in the hotel, and they really have a passion not only for their job but for Knoxville and what this provides. So I think that really makes the difference.
How big is your staff?
We have six main front desk personnel, and then we also have maintenance and housekeeping. So with that, I would say there's eight that are here regularly, but altogether we employ about 17 people. Some of those just being part-time, whether that's a backup housekeeper or a backup front desk person. So, but about 8 to 10 of us are here as kind of the core team.
Well, and you need a staff that's large enough for 24/7, 365, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you just can't have one person at that desk for, 12 hours at a shot or something.
Right, absolutely. So we have three shifts a day, and we try to have at least 2 to 3 people trained in each of those shifts so they can allow to work the shifts that are flexible for them, but also make arrangements with each other if they need backup.
Do you have some of that flexibility where you can work with people's schedules?
Yes. People are pretty good about working here. They like to work here, so it's pretty easy to make the schedule. But most staff members have a designated shift, either first, second, or third, that they work. So they just kind of tell me the days, if there's days that they can't do it. But otherwise, they're pretty willing to be here and work.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Sarah McKay with Cobblestone Inn & Suites, Knoxville. And how many hotels are there in the Cobblestone Group?
The Cobblestone Group, as of now, they just opened up about 3 or 4 more locations, so they're looking at 25 to 30 right now, and looking by the end of 2014 to have 50 locations.
And are they primarily in the Midwest, or are they all over?
They started out in the Midwest. They actually started in 2008 in Neenah, Wisconsin. And so their goal is also very similar to ours. They still have that hometown quality and value that they add. And so their goal was two gentlemen started up and thought, hey, we're going to try to have 5 locations in 5 years. Well, it's 2013, and they have 25 to 30 locations, and looking to double that here in the next couple of years. So, but still, that core value is there as they grow, and that quality is there, and I see it in a lot of the hotels, other Cobblestones that I've gone to.
Well, that's pretty amazing. That's very rapid growth.
Yes.
Very rapid. I mean, to go that fast, I thought you were going to tell me, oh, they started in 1988 or something.
Sure.
But no.
Yeah, it was in 08. Now, both of them and their parents have been in the hotel industry, and so they were very familiar with different types of brands. And so I think the advantage there is that they were able to kind of pick and choose the things that they thought were important. And then also they really hit a market that I think is key to the Midwest is where they started. So, you know, smaller communities that would offer or have a need for hotels and providing kind of the mid to upper scale lodging for those communities.
Do you think that your location on Highway 14 and 592 helps?
Absolutely. Yeah. When we first opened, we unfortunately didn't have any signs on any of the bypasses or on Highway 14. So we had those made and waited for DOT to get those up. And we thought, you know, is this the right location? And yes, I think that. And then also with adding those signs, I mean, just two or three people a day that see them and walk in and know that, hey, one, there's lodging in Knoxville, and two, there's a nice hotel here to stay.
Now, you've been through almost a full year. Is there a slow time? I mean, is there winter when there's, you know, the rooms are empty? Or
sure. It's hard with this particular location to say that. And typically in the hotel industry, trends show that maybe at the end of November through February, March is the slower time for hotel industries in general. But for our case, we really haven't had a slow time yet. So I'm very thankful for that. But I think the reason being is the businesses that we have here in town and kind of how their seasons work. So the winter time, there's a little more business travel during the week because people are able to come into town and do trainings here or get their business done, you know, during the week. So we really did have, you know, February was one of our best months. So.
Well, and the businesses, when you mention businesses, I presume the big business comes from Weiler, 3M, and Hormel. Is that right?
And also the hospital.
The hospital.
Yes.
Of course, the hospital visiting doctors, administrators,
yes.
The hospital. That's interesting.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, Monday through Thursday during the, I guess, the winter months work very key for us. So like Weiler, for example, does a lot of their training schools during that time simply because their customers aren't out on the road in the winter. So that's a key time to bring people in and see their facility. And 3M has travelers all the time, all year long. And so that's really nice to see who they bring into town as well.
Did you think the hospital would provide so much business beforehand?
That was kind of an unknown. I think that they're growing and they're changing as well. And so I think originally when I had gone out and talked with our businesses in town and said, hey, this is what we have to offer. What do you think your needs are? I think they thought there'd be a need there, but wasn't quite sure what it would be. So, yeah, I think it was a little surprise for both of us, but a pleasant surprise. And I think it's good for both businesses to see the growth there.
And the track, how has that helped?
The track has been tremendous. So we've had so many great people through here utilizing both the Sprint Car Hall of Fame, the museum, and the track. They just send a lot of people. We send a lot of people back and forth, and it's a lot of good people.
Well, now I was in the lobby a little bit, and I looked on the walls, and there's Knoxville memorabilia. There's photographs. There's a fact sheet about Knoxville, and so is part of what you do is promote the community to your guests?
Absolutely. So we are part of the Cobblestone brand, and so we want when guests go around the U.S. and stay at Cobblestones, we want that look and feel that, yes, I'm at a Cobblestone. But also unique to the Knoxville location is we wanted to tie in that hometown value and what we have here to offer. One, we wanted guests staying in Marion County and staying in Knoxville, and two, showcasing what we have to offer. And so we certainly do. I think all of our front desk tells people where to go, what to do. And I'm starting to get a feel from other businesses in town of, hey, we're sending people both ways. And we actually started up what's called a Cobblestone Key program. for any guest that stays at the Cobblestone. Lots of area businesses offer promotions or incentives or discounts for guests who stay at Cobblestone, and that's been really well received.
Now, sometimes you must just be totally exhausted. Say it's a race night, racers are in, a birthday party in the afternoon, you've got a class reunion. It just must get crazy.
Yeah, it does. And I think, going into this, the unknowns were, not knowing what to expect on all of that was also been good for me, because it keeps me busy. It keeps it at a changing pace. But it all goes relatively well, just because we have great staff. And, the people that have come through here, I've just been really pleased. We've had really good guests. And at the end of the day, regardless if I'm here for 5 hours or 15 hours, it feels good. It's the right thing to do. And we're really happy to be here in Knoxville.
Thanks to Sarah McKay for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.